Hello dear listeners, today's Mint Primer is written by Sumant Banerjee. In a surprise move, the government brought in a new AV policy on Friday, slashing import duties on electric cars to 15% just before the Model Code of Conduct came into force. So what is the new AV policy? The new policy slashes the import duty on electric cars in India that cost over $35,000 or 29 lakh rupees from the current 70 to 110% to 15% for 5 years. This, however, comes with a number of caveats. First, the reduced tariff is valid only for 8,000 cars per year and can be availed only if companies make an investment of 4,150 crore rupees or $500 million towards setting up a factory within 3 years. There is also a clause on domestic value addition minus 30% domestic value addition within 3 years, going up to 50% by the 5th year. How does this benefit Tesla? Tesla has previously complained about India's high import duty tariff regime and lobbying for a time-bound relaxation for it to test the market. The policy allows for that provided Elon Musk is ready to commit to making significant investments in India, a key demand from the government. The policy satisfies both sides. With its existing portfolio, Tesla is unlikely to achieve significant volumes in India to justify setting up a factory, but it is planning to develop an affordable platform for a $25,000, 21 lakh rupees, car for emerging markets using India as a hub. This policy is tailor-made for that strategy. Third, will this also result in an influx of Chinese companies? Chinese firms led by BYD, which overtook Tesla as the global leader in AVs in 2023, are looking closely at India. The policy makes no mention of it, but though FDI in automobiles is under the automatic route, any investment from China requires an approval from the Ministry of Home Affairs. With that in place, Chinese firms do not stand to benefit from this policy. But isn't the policy unfair to existing players? The new policy puts the German troika of Mercedes-Benz, BMW, and Audi that lead the luxury car market in India in a spot, as it does not account for past investments, so they don't stand to benefit from it, even as cheaper Teslas could potentially hit their business. In 2023, AVs form 6% of volumes in the luxury car segment and Tesla can immediately expand and disrupt it. Unlike Tesla, the others don't have plans of producing a cheaper car, so even if they fast-track future investments, they are likely to struggle to make the cut. And lastly, will this policy hit the component sector? It's unlikely. The policy mandates setting up a local factory with steep indigenization targets. The investments required to avail the 8,000 unit per annum import is large and means more cars will be produced locally after 3 years. The local component industry possibly stands to gain the most, as Tesla and anybody else who comes in will have to work with them to set up their manufacturing units. This will also result in a significant step up in R&D for local ancillary players and open up possibilities of export business.